With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Attorneys for Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte are asking a judge to extend the deadline for the Montana Republican to appear in court to face a misdemeanor assault charge against a reporter. The request by former U.S. Attorney William Mercer and Bozeman attorney Todd Whipple says they are in settlement talks with prosecutors. Gallatin County Attorney Marty Lambert provided a copy of the motion seeking a two-week extension that was filed today. Gianforte faced a Wednesday deadline to appear before a Gallatin County judge over allegations that he attacked Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs the night before last month's special congressional election. Jacobs said he was, quote, body slammed, end quote, by Gianforte on May 24th while he was trying to ask him a question about a health care bill. Gallatin County Attorney Lambert has said that extensions like the one Gianforte is seeking are not unusual. A new state revenue report released today has state agencies preparing to further tighten their belts. Revenue through the end of May only grew by 0.2%. That's far below the 4.3% the state's legislative fiscal division estimated would come in. Legislation signed by Governor Steve Bullock this year mandates deep budget cuts when revenues drop significantly. His budget director, Dan Villa, says,
"We have directed agencies to be prepared for any revenue eventuality, from best case to worst case."
The budget cuts include a projected 16% reduction in the state's library's $6 million budget. Some jobs would be eliminated. Also on tap are payment cuts to healthcare and medical healthcare providers. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.
With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Flathead County Commissioners today took a step towards legalizing and regulating short-term housing rentals outside of incorporated towns. Nikki Willett reports.
Vacation rentals by owner, or VRBOs, are currently illegal outside of Kalispell, Columbia Falls, and Whitefish, but people are doing it anyway. Commissioner Pam Holmquist voted in favor of a resolution to change county regulations, which passed on a 2-to-1 vote.
"We're just trying to help the VRBO individuals and the community have a voice in this."
Tuesday's vote opens another round of public comment that commissioners will consider before voting to adopt or reject the proposal. That will probably happen sometime next month. If adopted, the new guidelines would require people offering short-term rentals to set maximum occupancies, name a person of contact for the rental, and obtain a public accommodation license from the Flathead City County Health Department. At a public hearing last week, commissioners heard mixed testimony, with many rental owners speaking against the proposed regulations, saying they would infringe on property rights. Commissioners will accept additional public comment on the proposal beginning June 11th through July 11th. They will consider those comments before voting to adopt or reject the changes to county codes. I'm Nikki Willett.
A former U.S. attorney for Montana is one of two attorneys representing Congressman-elect Greg Gianforte in his misdemeanor assault case, reports the Bozeman Daily Chronicle. Bill Mercer, who served as U.S. Attorney for Montana from 2001 to 2009, is joined by Bozeman defense attorney Todd Whipple in representing Gianforte. While a notice of appearance hasn't been officially filed, Mercer signed a discovery receipt, which was filed in Gianforte's misdemeanor case in Gallatin County Justice Court yesterday. The search for a Nebraska man missing in a northwestern Montana river is focused in an area that a dog indicated should be searched. Lake County Sheriff Don Bell says search and rescue crews have been using an underwater camera to search the area, but the Flathead River is running high and fast, hampering their efforts to find 23-year-old Richard Mitchell of Minotaur, Nebraska. I'm Rachel Kramer.
With Montana News, I'm Matt Blois. Attorneys for U.S. Representative-elect Greg Gianforte are asking a judge to extend the deadline for the Montana Republican to appear in court to face a misdemeanor assault charge against a reporter. The request by former U.S. Attorney William Mercer and Bozeman attorney Todd Whipple says they are in settlement talks with prosecutors. They are seeking a two-week extension on his court appearance. Gianforte faced a Wednesday deadline to appear before a Gallatin County judge over allegations that he attacked Guardian reporter Ben Jacobs the night before last month's special congressional election. Jacobs said he was body slammed by Gianforte on May 24th while he was trying to ask him a question about a health care bill. Montana lawmakers are voting on whether to overturn Governor Steve Bullock's vetoes on 10 bills they passed in the legislative session that ended in April. The vote is being conducted by mail, and each poll has a deadline between June 14th and June 30th. Overriding a governor's veto takes two-thirds of both chambers and is extremely rare. The last overridden veto was in 1999. Bullock vetoed 56 bills from the legislative session. The 10 that are subject to override votes are those that were approved by at least two-thirds of the lawmakers who voted for them on the floor. They include three measures on healthcare spending. One is meant to provide more transparency in healthcare prices. Two others would restrict the state health department from shifting Medicaid funds to other programs. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service is hosting two public meetings tonight and tomorrow night about planning efforts for the National Bison Range. The service is preparing a comprehensive conservation plan and accompanying environmental analysis for the range after announcing last month it will retain management. Last year, the Obama administration proposed handing over management to the Bureau of Indian Affairs. The BIA would then transfer local control to the Confederated Salish and Kootenai tribes. Now, the Fish and Wildlife Service says it will not pursue that plan. Tonight's meeting is already underway in Polson at the Red Lion Ridgewater Inn. Tomorrow's is from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Kalispell Public Library. The meetings will follow an open house format with brief presentations at 6 p.m. More information is on our website, mtpr.org. The Montana Healthcare Foundation announced today a series of listening sessions across the state to assess the impact of substance abuse on Montana communities. Earlier this year, Montana's Attorney General Tim Fox launched Aid Montana, a statewide initiative combining enforcement, treatment, and education efforts to tackle drug abuse. The Department of Justice and the Montana Healthcare Foundation will convene a summit this fall to build a substance abuse prevention strategy from the input of the listening sessions. In 2016, the Montana Office of Rural Health surveyed communities around 16 rural hospitals. Substance abuse was identified as the top concern overall. Listening sessions are taking place this month in Butte on Friday, June 9th, and in Kalispell on Thursday, June 22nd. Both sessions will be held from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit our website, mtpr.org. Federal officials have started an environmental analysis of a Canadian company's proposal for three open-pit gold mines in central Idaho. The U.S. Forest Service said yesterday it's preparing an environmental impact statement for a plan by the Midas Gold Corp to unearth what it says are an estimated 4 million ounces of gold. I'm Matt Blois, Montana Public Radio.